Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which giveth life to the world, evermore give us this bread, that he may live in us and we in him, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt, and so that place is called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover in the evening on the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land, unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. They ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year." The word of the Lord.
Trouble, you surround me with shouts of deliverance. reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. From now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. Even though we once knew Christ from a human point of view, we know him no longer in that way. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me. So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in dissolute living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am, dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off, went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get a fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound.' Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, 'Listen, for all these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him.' Then the father said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found.'" The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Know what this is? Of course you do. Now, you just told your age. People under 30 wouldn't know what a paper map is. They relate to a GPS. Thank you very much. But both a map and a GPS are designed to keep us from getting lost. And this gospel lesson is all about being lost. In this 15th chapter of Luke, Jesus tells three stories about being lost: the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. And probably the story of the prodigal son is the most familiar to us. Hearing this parable again can be like hearing from an old friend. Strong memories may rush in. We might identify with the youngest son who is lost in a far land because he was headstrong and wouldn't conform to expectations. Have you been there? A lot of us have. Or you might identify with the older son, the resentful good boy who has always done what was right, always obeyed daddy, never got into trouble, and felt overlooked, hurt, and angry when the wayward son comes home and a party is given for him. A lot of folks who come to church can relate to the older son. So we know this parable. But all three stories are told by Jesus in response to the criticism leveled against him by the religious leaders of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees. You see, they were livid that this holy man, who was attracting so many folks by his teaching and his healing, insisted on associating with prostitutes, embezzlers, and other outcasts, people who would not be welcome in synagogue because they were such obvious sinners. And it was in response to this criticism that Jesus tells these three stories about being lost. These parables speak of God as one who welcomes sinners. Jesus, in his own ministry, acts this divine mercy out by receiving and eating with sinners. This parable is telling us that God's ways are not our ways, that his ways are alien to our usual expectations and to our conventional wisdom. The Father, in the story of the prodigal son, shows us what grace looks like. But what about those of us who don't go astray? Won't we, who value responsibility and propriety, consider this idea dangerous, too permissive? Is this what grace looks like? Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. His message was about a God whose love surpasses all the usual understandings of love. And for those who are lost, let me tell you, this is good news. But this kind of love also evokes resentment in those who assume that they know all about it and claim to know who's worthy of God's love. You see, I believe that the church, that this congregation at worship, is the place for celebrating the homecoming each week of the prodigals, including every one of us, and drives away all thoughts of religious resentments about who all is coming to dinner. Resentment leads to alienation, going off into a far country of our own making. As the Father welcomed the Son, so God in Christ welcomes us. And this has extraordinary implications for St. Thaddeus Church. As Paul put it so well in his letter to the Romans, welcome one another just as Christ has welcomed you. As Alan Jones puts it, Christ counted no one from whom he died to be unworthy of his suffering. No one is unworthy of his suffering. Unfortunately, some churches focus more on damnation than redemption. For too many of our neighbors, Christianity is not good news, but judgment. But our message is one of grace, that when we wander off, when we become lost, there is a good God who welcomes us home when we turn around, when we repent, when we turn around on the path we're on and come back home. Henry Nouwen once wrote, "For most of my life, I have struggled to find God, to know God, to love God. I have tried hard to follow the guidelines of the spiritual life, pray always, work for others, read the scriptures, and to avoid the many temptations to dissipate myself. I have failed many times, but always tried again, even when I was close to despair. Now I wonder whether I have sufficiently realized that during all this time, God has been trying to find me, to know me, to love me. The question is not, how am I to find God, but how am I to let myself be found by Him? God is looking into the distance for me, trying to find me, and longing to bring me home." So what you and I really need are eyes to see. What we really need are eyes to see. At the Lytton clergy retreat, which Pat and I attended last month, the monk who led the retreat made this statement, which has really stuck with me. I needed to hear it. He said, "Every day is a gift, not a given. Every day is a gift, not a given." Now, if you're like me, I tend to regard every day when I get up as a given. I have certain things to do. I have to get to church. I have to write a sermon. I have to visit the sick. I have to counsel the hurting. You see, the day is a given. And what I needed to realize was that every day is a gift. It's a gift to be appreciated, to give thanks for, to rejoice in. Every day is a gift. Every day, God is seeking me, God is loving me, God is rejoicing in me. Everybody here needs to realize that truth. God gives you each day. God loves you. He seeks you. He rejoices in you. "Rejoice with me," the shepherd says. "I have found my sheep that was lost." "Rejoice with me," the woman says. "I have found my lost coin." "Rejoice with me," the father says. "This son of mine was lost and is found." All these voices are the voices of God. God does not want to keep his joy to himself. He wants everyone to share in it. God's joy is the joy of his angels and his saints. It is the joy of all who belong to the kingdom. Amen. Amen.
Will you please stand? your faith by reciting the Nicene Creed, found on page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and a life for the world to come. Amen.
The prayers of the people are found on page 328 of the Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially George, our bishop, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Barack, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that, rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversary. We especially remember those on our prayer list, especially Margaret, Jean, Steve, Nicole, J.R., Blair, Michelle, Joan, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Brent, Ryan, Teddy, Richard, Wendell, Karan, Jeff, Regina, James, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Debbie, Margaret, LaDonna, Jackie, Laura, Pat, Bobby, Jack, Baylor, Dwayne, Johnny, Shay, Amber, Bob, Randall, Ed, Margaret, Don, Glenn, Gil, and Ed. Are there any more intercessions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Joan Sargent, Larry Wagner, and David Hackett. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in their faith, in thy faith and fear, beseeching them to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of St. Thaddeus and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
You who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and make your humble confession to Almighty God, devoutly kneeling. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and our heart are sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of the grievous unto us, the burden that is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all of our past. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Good morning. Please be seated. I have several announcements this morning. First and foremost, I guess, is the fact that our Lenten program continues and we're back to our Tuesday evening session. We move it to Monday because of the election this past week. So we begin with Eucharist at 6, supper at 6:30, program at 7. That's this Tuesday. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, as is usual, the loose offering today is designated for the discretionary fund. And we also have blood pressure checks if we have members of the Wellness Committee here. Do we have any members of the Wellness Committee? Good. Marcy, you'll take care of that? All right, thank you. We'd remind you that next Sunday, believe it or not, we begin daylight savings time, so be sure to adjust your clocks. You don't want to be late for church. Worship committee meets immediately after this service in the library. We would ask you to sign up for Easter flowers on the chart that's in the Flower Guild room. Joan, I believe you have an announcement.
Yes.
Can you quite hear you? Speak up.
Including Stella Mateus, the friend that has been coming to church with us for a good while, is moving back to California. And so we're going to have a little cake and sort of celebration of goodbye for her. But she wasn't able to come because the movers were coming.
Oh.
So we'll say goodbye.
Thank you for arranging that. Thank you. At this time, one of the things that's happening in your vestry is a desire to have better communications with the congregation. And toward that end, from time to time, members of the vestry are going to be reporting to the congregation. And today we have Pam and Jerry to speak to us about what's happening with the vestry and what they need to tell you and need to hear from you. So, thank you. You have a vestry that is intent on reaching out to our neighborhood, and they want to hear from you, so be in communication with them. I guess we can take this and put it in the narthex, and you all, whatever you want to put on that suggestion box, please do so, and they will hear you. All right. Yes.
It's a good time for me to mention that St. Thaddeus is scheduled to provide a meal to Family Promise on Monday, March 21st. The residents of Family Promise will be at St. John's for that week, but we are committed on that Monday to bring a meal and to have fellowship with these people.
I think all of you are aware of that ministry to homeless families, and we're a support congregation. If you want to help with that, see Chris. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer unto ourselves, but unto him who died for us and rose again. And therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Ghost all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.